Conversations.
All right, you guys, welcome to today's conversations, and we are going to talk beefing with God.
Sure.
Beefing with God. I think our generation has a lot of beef with God.
Sure.
There is so much God hurts.
We like the last born that has like a beef with their parent. Because the parent doesn't get us.
Because, and you know, and the craziest part is that, like, this generation hates religion so much. I've never, it's like, and I say this generation, and sometimes I exclude myself because,
I'm just like,
they hate the idea of believing in a higher power. They hate the fact that there is a higher power. Yeah. They hate God, they hate
the Bible.
And it's just like,
I think it starts with us thinking or seeing religion as this old-fashioned, cultural-based, rigid concept.
Okay.
Where we pushing more fluidity.
Mm.
We pushing more... but I'm more, or there's more to this, there's more to the story than just this structure that's holding us. And it's like, I don't know, it could be true, it could not, I don't know.
You know what I think two things. One, there is a not wanting to be held accountable. There is a not wanting to be held accountable, because whenever there's a law, or whenever there's a, let's not call it a law, whenever there's a call to a way of living.
Call to obedience.
Whenever there's a call to obedience, there is an accountability that has to take place. And this generation has an issue with accountability.
Okay. Response ability. Our ability to respond is a problem.
Yes. Our ability to respond to anything that is calling us higher.
Then I back that.
Okay. And then number two, there is a lot of church hurt. Ooh. There is a lot of, I think a lot of the beef is misdirected.
Yes.
Where it's really, we're angry at the church. And by the church, it's not even the church as a collective, but we're angry at church leaders. And so, because we thought they represent God, forgetting what's their people.
And you know how much that hurts my heart. The misleading of the...
But here's the thing, though. Here's my argument. There are elements of pride there.
From the outsiders.
From the outsiders. Into eti, if you are not perfect, why would you ever think the person that's calling you to Christ is?
Ooh.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And also, I love this thing that Bishop Jake said once. I love it with my whole heart. He said, when people say people in church are fake, and people in church gossip, and people in church do this, and he said, people at work do it too. And he said, people in the world, it is people
but
do it.
But if I were an outsider, you would think that people who best epitomize everything against being fake would be found at church.
But if you can't find, if your boss who says come to work at 9 doesn't come to work at 9.
But my boss doesn't claim he represents good. Doesn't claim he represents being a child of the Most High. Do not blame me if I paint them more with blame, because they're supposed to be ambassadors of that which is I should yearn for. Do you understand?
I get you, but they're people though. They not they are people though still.
No.
They are listen to me. Just
sure.
Because I want to say just because I say I want to represent Angazi green, all things green, and I care for the environment. It doesn't, and I might be serious about it, and I might care about it, and I might mean well.
Mm.
But in my meaning well, it doesn't take away.
I have a problem with that, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because it's the, for me, it's the belittling what Christianity and righteousness is from the people who attempt that. And then now we want to justify being just human. That belittles what being a righteous person is. It takes down the level of following Christ, and it pulls it down to but we humans. As we're trying this God thing, God on this toilet, and it's a thing of, but the calling to that it costs, and it's a, my argument is, if you say you believe, if you say your attempt is to live righteously, or at least try.
Do you feel like the people who lead the churches aren't trying? Well,
because the problem starts internally. It starts there.
Because you know why? You know what? And I hear you. And it goes back to the, maybe they don't want to be held accountable, you know? And I want to say, I'm stuck on, my mind is going belittling, and I hear you, right? But I want to say, Ubuti, they get to, the higher you go, the higher you're tempted. The higher you sit, the bigger the fall is, and you know, and ang makulmeli, because some of them are really wild. some of them are doing the most, right? But I want to say, so when we come into, they shouldn't show us them, they should show us God. They shouldn't stand in the way. So that the beef then gets misrepresented, because we think they are God, and so then our beef is with God, and it's like, but it's God had nothing to do with this. God really had nothing to do with this. It was the pastor that raped your daughter. You get what I'm saying? It was the pastor that didn't do good by you. It was the pastor that stole your money. It wasn't God. And so then the beef with God, and the question with God, and the questioning, and then there's a whole issue. Oh, I'm partying with the black youth. They have a lot to say about how racism and I'm not saying what their concerns are less, and they're not necessary, and but I'm saying, a life for me.
Jesse, I'm stuck between, this is crazy. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Yet God is carried through inside humans.
Mm.
So it delivery has to be, there's one way with how delivery of Christ from me to you could be done. Because he dwells in me, which is why in my mind it makes so much sense why God is so much angry when he cleans the temple. That cleaning of temple needs to be harsh, because God can only be carried through humans. As much as we are, the temple of God needs to be almost, I want to say, clean.
That's it. But see, if God is being carried through me, I have to show people that. I have to show people, Ubuti, as God is being carried through me, he can be carried through you. And so I'm being held accountable so that I can see to it, Ubuti, God is being carried through me well, just like how you need to be held accountable so that God is carried through. So sometimes it appeared, Ubuti, the higher you looked, like, you know, the more you were, as if, okay, Angalila, I think, firstly, there was the thing that some carried a bigger God than others.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first assumption. And the bigger your God looked that you carried,
the more expectation,
right? And the more you rose higher above everyone else, and the more it seemed like you didn't have to answer to anyone, and the more it seemed like you couldn't be held accountable. And that's when the people from outside were like, why can't we question you?
Yo.
Why can't you come and we ask you questions? Why do you seem unrealistic? And that's when people felt like, but the church, because that's when the church started to become removed from what's going on in the world right now, removed from, but why can't we talk about, I have sexual desires though. So now I feel like I can't touch you.
Because
I can't
get to your level, your
God. But if that person who was high up there, carrying this great God and moving in this great power, still said, yes, I'm getting tempted. That's a different conversation. Because what then it is, it wasn't a, they didn't, they hid their humanness.
Oh.
They didn't show us that they are surrendering their humanness. They made it seem like it doesn't exist. And they didn't come out and say, look, I'm surrendering. I am going every day and laying my life down.
They lied to us.
So there's a lie. And so when the people are going, I'm trying this God thing, but I'm struggling to pray. Hey, Mhlambe, it's not for me. I'm trying this God thing, but sin is real for me.
They don't find the...
And I can't connect with you.
Because we're not... You don't talk about it.
You don't talk about it.
It doesn't seem as if you're struggling with it.
Do you get what I'm saying? And so then people from outside was like, I don't want this. This is too superficial. This is too... Or... And so, but if it's a different story, if I come to you and I say, look, I love the Lord and you can see my love for God,
but
I'm struggling with this. It even does something when you catch me in it. Paul, I have a thorn in my flesh. We don't know what the thorn is. I'm not saying it was sin. We don't know what it is. But
I prayed three times.
And God didn't answer me. And so I'm really relying on grace so that when I'm weak, he is strong. And so grace is sufficient.
Grace is sufficient.
I am literally being carried by grace. And so Christ's power now rests on me. That's what the scripture says. And so if I'm coming to you and I'm saying, I'm struggling with this, and it's my area of my weakness, but it's now what you are seeing and what you are currently witnessing, it is but just grace.
It is like this. This is what it's like.
This is what it's like. I'll tell you a wild, wild interview I watched. Jackie Perry with Kev on stage, whom I absolutely admire and love. Jackie Perry was talking about making the switch from being a homosexual to a heterosexual woman and marrying her husband. And Kevin says to him, Jackie, what happened to all the feelings that you had for women? And she said, I still feel them today, but I am continuously saying I'm choosing my husband
over. She's picking her cross.
She's picking her cross.
She's carrying and her saying, cross.
This is my heel that I'm going to die on. And so I think when people come to the church and come to meet God, rule number one is, there's a cross.
You need to carry a cross.
There's a cross you will have to carry.
Oh.
And there is a surrendering that will need to take place. There is parts of you that you won't want to lay down, that you have to
lay down
for more of God to shine through.
And they don't just fly away. They don't just fly.
It would be, some of it will be for the rest of your life. You will have this conflict.
And I think the introduction then to the gospel is flawed.
I heard there was also another theory that they hate that they are told that they are bad, so they need a Christ to come and save them. And it's like, you need a Christ to come and live within you, to help you. With you. Life is hard. I think introduction to gospel should be,
life is hard.
You're going to need...
And it's not going to get easier.
It's not going to get easier.
You being converted, you being a child of God, we're not saying come to Christ to make your life easy. It actually gets harder.
But we're saying come to Christ for rest for your soul. For refreshing for your soul.
For peace.
Come to Christ for peace that the world cannot give to you. Come to Christ for peace that you yourself won't be able to understand. Come to Christ for a love that the world cannot give to you. Come to Christ for when you feel worthless, when you've done things, when you don't know where to go, when everyone else is judging you, come to Christ for a place where you will find a home within yourself. So that you're not looking at yourself through the perspective of what I have done, but through a perspective of I am loved. I am loved through and through.
Sure.
So then there's a misconception of what the gospel represents, and also at the same time, I do have a problem, going back to what you were saying, I also have a problem when we water it down and we make it seem like it's not, it's easy, and it's in the name of Jesus, then
it's like,
mountains move.
It's like, do you even know what you're talking about? This is the creator of heaven. Like, it's God.
It's God. And so I say to people who struggle with the God beef, I had to do it for myself. I come from a religious background. I come from, if your prayers weren't answered, you did something so that your prayers are not answered. You're not tithing enough.
You're not fasting.
You're not fasting enough. I come from that, which later on is not true. It's not even biblical. And so I think for me, I would say maybe it's okay to go to God and go on that journey for you.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, go on that journey for you. It's okay if for now.
With you.
With you, right? Mm. If for now you want to close your ears to what the churches are saying and say, look, I'm going to go look for God. And I promise you, God will find you a church. That's also because I don't want the misconception or what's it's just me and God, just me and the Holy Spirit. I'm gonna sit here in my house and just who's holding you accountable then? You know, and
who you're
communing with then? Mm. Because without accountability, it doesn't happen. Without accountability, it's not working.
But then there's a different beef with God that the youth has, and it's that beef of obedience. It's that high calling, as we were talking about earlier. I think it's because what high calling looks like.
Mm.
It's maybe high calling is less fun because we know how I always speak about, I'm not ready, I'm still young. It's the idea of righteous walk looks boring.
Got you. Okay. And this is where we're going to differ, right?
Yes.
Because I don't come from that. I come from prosperity. I come from a little prosperity mentality. I come from a little prosperity mentality. I come from a God that gets you in a bin. Do you get what I'm saying? I come from God will get you in a Benz. You just call, decree that thing. I come from God will make you greater. I come from God is saying you're the head, not the tail. And to me,
that's fun.
To me,
that is fun. I want to white Benz.
To me, that's fun. To me, that is. I mean, I don't know. If you know, and for me, a lot of what a lot of what the world or the youth defines as fun, to me had heavy consequences that were costly later. Consequences that were costly to who I was trying to become in the world.
Sure.
So I could never relate to righteousness being boring because I really saw the fruits of early. I quickly saw the fruits of righteousness. I quickly saw that some doors will open because of who you are and how you act in the world. Sure. So keep walking around acting like you don't have any sense and doors will shut.
Sure.
I come from that truth. So it's hard for me. It's a tough thing in my mind to hold on to, say, correct living, because nakona whose standards was it, the church standards or was it Jesus' standard? You know what are the things that the church is calling you to leave behind when you choose Jesus, and what are the things that Jesus is calling you to leave behind when you choose him?
Yeah.
And so what is human idea? What is Jesus's idea? Mm. What is church leadership done by the elder in the church? And what is done by Jesus? And where has Jesus called you to submit to? Because sometimes nakona honor. God is big on honor. Sometimes there are things that you go, I don't know if I agree with that the church is doing, but I have to honor that because I'm honoring Jesus in the process. Blah blah blah. So I think the things that the youth has beef with God and not understanding higher calling is because they don't know who he is.
Ooh.
Okay, they don't know self, so they don't know who he is. If you don't know you, you can't know God. If you don't know God, you can't know you. But there's also a big truth of even in what they subscribe to as fun is coming from because I'm broken. Sure. And I have a void to fill. That's also another big truth. Sure. I'm hurting, I have a void to fill, and I'm not really sure. If we take the fun away, then who are you? Mm. Right? Because fun cannot be
sabotaging.
Fun cannot be what you identify yourself as. Darius Daniel says you cannot live your life just pursuing happiness. Because you will be on a pursuit for the rest of your life. And sometimes the thing that you thought was going to make you happy is not even the thing. Because all you're doing is you're living for fun, living for fun, living for fun. Hey, Z10 up all the time. And it's like, where are you then? You know, that cannot be your identity. Because one, it's not practical. No one can live there on that level all the time.
And we don't, eh?
Right? And so when it's taken away, can you survive without it? Because whatever you cannot survive without, once it's taken away, then has formed part of your identity. And it'd really suck to have your identity be attached to something that can be taken away. And so part of our need to get right with God is that we need to have our identity wrapped around that which is eternal.
Not something that can be taken away.
This is how we get our self-worth back. Yeah. This is how we become people who value ourselves and then in turn value other people. We don't value each other in relationships. We don't value each other in our families. We don't value each other at work because we don't see each other correctly. We don't see each other correctly because we don't see ourselves correctly. We don't see all of that correctly because we don't see God correctly. So the God beef is a lot of the times it's a church beef.
It is.
And we make it such, and there's an ignorance also that I say to our youth, how can you make such strong accusations against a God based on your human experience, based on somebody else and not God himself? And the whole thing of, the whole thing of bad things happening is because of God. Like, how can God let it happen? Why is it only God's will when it's bad things happening? When it's down, that's God's will.
That's God's will.
When it's bad, when it's bad, now it's God's will. And also, the God must serve you when you want to, yet you never show up.
The entitlement.
The entitlement there goes back to we don't see God correctly. We don't see ourselves correctly. We don't see him. That's what I think. So I think when it comes to healing God beef, I think go to God. The healing part is a you and God thing. It's definitely a you and God thing. And then later on, God will find you, your people. And it's okay to go, I don't like this church. That's fine. You'll find your space that you go, these are my people. I can submit to this. I can submit to what they say. But also, never look to people as if they are God.
The church is not God.
The church is not God. It's even in the Bible, it's just Jesus's bride. It's not even
the church is not. I think that's very important for most people to know, because obviously most people make their conclusion based on
the church experience
and how the church acts and how the people who go to this church are, and it's like it's not even it.
And even when we listen to sermons,
ooh,
we must be able to know which is God and which is
so the mfundi, person. So we character.
So we fundi singe jela.
So it's Obaba.
I was thinking the exact same thing. It's the fact that my mind went there and I wanted to say his name, but I was like, alright, this is how I know we need to go. Thank you for watching.
Thank you so much.
Subscribe,
guys,
to our YouTube channel and let people know, man. We have a conversation. We're talking hard stuff and we want to help you move forward. Lots of love.
Thank you.